What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Triple P Podcast Daily Purple Project Podcast. All about the latest of what's going on in Kansas State Athletics. It's been a couple of days since the last edition here. And this one is a little kind of going off of news here as I'm recording this on middle of the week, December on this Wednesday 8th in December 2021, and I'm recording this less than 2 hours away from tip-off. Obviously, Kansas State coming off that basketball, men's basketball, coming off that big win on the road against Wichita State. Hopefully, it'll carry on in this evening against Marquette. Another big opportunity for the Cats to take another step in that direction here. Obviously, the big news out of that is Nigel Pack, and all I got for you right now is he is questionable for this game as well. Obviously, K-State won the game without the services of Pack due to a concussion. That's why, if you guys have been wondering by now, that is why he is out, and they're going to need his services. But, I mean, K-State showed, they can win games without him. We got the production of Marquise Noel and the rest of the Cats as well. So, I mean, when this podcast goes up tomorrow, we're going to already know what happened in that game at Bramlage tonight. But that's at the moment of this recording this podcast. I don't know the services of Nigel Pack availability against former head coach of Texas, Shaka Smart, and Marquette. And, of course, we're also going to record the weekly edition, which will come out Friday. As usual, me and my co-host Alex Aiden will more on the result. You guys will hear more results and give our reactions to the big win against the Shockers and the results of what's going to happen. Against Marquette at home, and of course talking about the bowl game, obviously at the Texas Bowl. That's where K-State's destination is, back to Houston, and we know the opponent is, and I'm sure you guys too. We're a lot more in to the SEC opponent, a big time SEC opponent on top of that. But anyways, here steering it back to the primetime daily here. Focus is more on the track program. They've been busy since the summer track and field season is over, and it begins really in the indoor season. Is going to begin here very soon. A little preseason action here. The Kansas State track and field team is set to begin the 2021-22 indoor season this Friday with the Carl Robinson Women's in Altea. This is Vesky. Wow, I butchered that one. Men's Winter Pentathlon at 10 a.m. Central Time. And, of course, more action on this Saturday with the K-State Winter Invitation at 9:30 as well. This weekend is a good opportunity for a number of our athletes to see where they are at in their training. The state. Cliff Rovito talked about this, the coach of the track and field and cross country teams. Quote, "We are just finishing up general preparation with most of our athletes, so they really haven't done a great deal of competition specific training as of yet. We will have food competition in many events, but the meet is relatively small in the number, which is what we want at this point in time as well." It all kicks off Friday with the pentathlon, and then the 60-meter hurdles, the men's 60-meter hurdles at 10 a.m., followed by the women's 60-meter hurdles. Right after that, a half hour later, there will be at least 30 minutes after the conclusion of each event before the next event starts. And then Saturday's events will begin at 9:30 with the women's weight throw, and then followed by track events starting at noon, kicking off with the women's 60-meter dash. As well, obviously, the Wildcats were busy in the offseason. Of course, they're coming off of a few athletes who participated in the NCAA Outdoor Championships in Eugene this past summer. As well, and kind of to name a few of these athletes I'm talking about here. Kyle Alcine, representing the Bahamas there. And, of course, the junior in Tokyo 2020 Olympian, Shaosha Ray, competing in the 400-meter dash and clocked a 53.4 and finishing the event in fifth overall. In the triple jump, Shantoba Bright, I kind of mentioned her this past summer on Triple P. She recorded a mark in the triple jump of a 13.5 meters, which equals out to a 44.35, placing second, earning the only medal for Ghana as well. And also kind of going down here, last year, superstar freshman Kivion Kerr competed in the U20 under 20 men's long jump, earning first place, winning that as well. And also the 4x4 meter relay as well, placed a 3:41, 3 minutes and 41 seconds as well. So the schedule, if you're interested in that and what's going on there, and go on to kstatesports.com for more information as well. So the track team kicking off their indoor season, as I'm going to call it, preseason style, this weekend as well. I'm sure we'll have more reactions on that this weekend as well. But yep, as I'm about to put a pin on this discussion here, obviously I will have a recap, a hopeful recap, up tomorrow of the men's game against Marquette. I have not put up the latest recaps on either of the games, the last games for the men and women, which actually the women are actually playing at right now. So a lot of reaction to that. I'm pretty sure we'll react to that on this week's episode 74 of the Triple P podcast as well. So a lot to break down, a lot to discuss between basketball still, and we will talk LSU. Oh yeah, LSU, K-State's opponent for the bowl game in January the 4th. The Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We will put a pin on this discussion for right now. Appreciate you guys for subscribing and downloading the Purple Project Podcast. If you have not done that yet, I would advise you to do that now. Tell all your friends about it. But right now, go Cats. We'll talk to you in the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.